This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa, on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans for the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Of some 240 hostages that we believe may still be held in Gaza or by Hamas, some 50, we believe, are now going to be exchanged in what was announced earlier on Wednesday morning, folks, a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas early Wednesday that would bring a temporary ceasefire in the conflict, but hopefully would see the return of some 50 of what we believe, again, to be 240 or so hostages that are still being held. It would be, in fact, a prisoner swap for other Palestinians, but that is the information we have going into this morning. This Wednesday edition, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning, and glad that you're spending some time with us here as we begin to head into Thanksgiving. The telephone number, of course, 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website of kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message and communicate that way and send in your idea or your comment or question for us here on the program. So once again, it is Wednesday. You're glad to be there, and we're glad that you are there, by the way. And we have a lot to talk about, and just a quick program note, we do have a caller holding on the line here patiently, but before we get to the caller, I just want to give you a quick program note, and that is we're going to be out of the studio on Thanksgiving Day. That would be Thursday. Also on Friday, we'll be out of the studio those 2 days, but back live for the Saturday or weekend show, again, starting at 2 a.m. Eastern Time, goes from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. Eastern Time, Saturday mornings. And so we'll be back live for that. But, of course, we hope that you have a great Thanksgiving. We hope that you have some great plans. Hopefully you can spend time with friends or family. And, again, just have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. And we're going to be doing the same, of course, but we'll be thinking about you. And, folks, of course, we've got, as I said, we had a caller hanging on the line here. We've got, I believe it's Jim in Clearwater. Good morning, Jim, and happy Thanksgiving early to you.
Oh, good morning, Kyle, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your listeners.
Thank you.
So I'm just going to throw this out there. Sounds a little off the wall, I guess. But anyway, it might help thaw the ice if you're at Thanksgiving with different political people. There's a TV show. I don't know if you remember, but anyway. It's called You Bet Your Life with Groucho.
Okay, right. Yeah, yeah. I sort of remember. Right. Yeah, it's a while back, yeah.
Right, right. Well, I was like 6 years old when it came on. But anyway, I know it sounds a little off the wall, but it's actually, I've been watching reruns of it on Roku, and it's actually quite good. I was surprised. He interviewed a lot of celebrities back in the day. People and athletes like Bob Matthews, the decathlon winner, Joe Louis, the boxer. Candace Bergen, before she became an actress, she was like 11 years old when she was on that show. I mean, just a whole bunch of people. And I know people think of Groucho and they think of the movies, you know, slapstick, you know, Harpo with the horn and all that. But this Groucho is actually a really very well-read person. And, you know, it was like a show where he answered questions, but he would interview the people. Mm-hmm. And he didn't insult anybody. And it was like this really feel good time. It was a lot of good laughs and all that. But there was one episode, the January 1st, 1955 episode. A woman named Janet Wong She was South Korean. And anyway, she tells her story. And that the communists had taken over wherever she was at.
Mm-hmm.
Her and her whole family were lined up against the wall. They were about to be shot. The communist guy was counting, the soldier was counting down. And just like, it sounds like a Hollywood movie. She said the 1st Division Marines came in and took those communists out. And because of that, she was there on Groucho's show. And, I mean, she goes on and on for like 5 or 10 minutes. It's worth listening to. But I'll tell you what, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the most patriotic things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think the Marines should make that part of their basic training. So, I mean, you watch that, and it's like, man, wow. I get tears just for listening to this lady, you know. So, I mean, I just throw that out there for something.
As you said, like an icebreaker for Thanksgiving discussions. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, gradually, he's really funny, and he doesn't insult anybody, you know. It's like, he's a head and shoulders above comedians of today.
Mm-hmm. And, I agree. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So, anyway, I don't know.
Very cool. No, that's a great story, and, yeah, I mean, that's incredibly moving. You know, to think, and this is why people who have come from other places where they are really, truly oppressed or their lives are really threatened, they want to come to America and they see the promise and they embrace freedom and they embrace this idea that, hey, I don't have to live under a place where, you know, people can come and just take your life, you know, willy-nilly. Like that, and because somebody, you know, put you on the wrong side of some political line, and that's a big, big, big thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a totally, totally happened, you know, totally true story. And plus, she was going back to get orphans. She was part of her church, and they started some kind of a group. They were bringing orphans back to the United States and bringing them up, you know, in the American way. She said, we're going to have a little, you know, I forget what, how she called it, a mini America or something, and, you know, we're going to bring that back to Korea and all this and that. And, you know, South Korea's been doing pretty good.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, no kidding. Yeah, it's definitely definitely a standout, you know, especially with what's just north of them. Well, Jim and Clearwater, I so much appreciate the call. We're going to head into the break, but hope that you have a great Thanksgiving and call back anytime. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, man. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Take care. Jim and Clearwater, everybody. Great call. Great story. Absolutely great story. I appreciate him calling in and telling us that. Yeah. Very, very cool indeed. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. A lot more to talk about. Stay right there.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Truth over facts.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Yes, you are. And we are continuing through this Wednesday edition of the program, folks. Glad to be with you, of course. Kyle Warren with you, and 949-822-7959, that is the number to call in and opine if you like. And I sure appreciate Jim and Clearwater's call very, very much. And something else he said, something about, you know, hey, you know, Groucho, you know, didn't have to insult people. I mean, they found ways of being really funny without having to be, you know, just trying almost to defame somebody to make it funny. And I always kind of felt that Jay Leno kind of fit that bill as well. Jay Leno has a way of just being funny about things. And also something else, too, and that was, you know, he described Groucho Marx as being very well read. Well, I mean, I think people in that particular time period as well, I think they were. And in order to be able to do funny things, sometimes you had to have a little bit of background in order to be able to derive these things and make them funny, you know, and come up with a funny premise based on some historical or classical reference or something like that. So, yeah, it all kind of went together. All right. So once again, folks, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to opine on the program this morning. And as I said, we do have so much more to tell you about. And as we talked about just at the top of the hour there, yes, this hostage or the ceasefire deal, it's a temporary ceasefire deal. This, according to Benjamin Netanyahu, saying the war is going to continue. They're still going to achieve their goal, and that is that Gaza will not threaten Israel. So this is going to be ongoing. So we're going to see at the end of this ceasefire deal if these hostages really do come back, certainly what state they're in. And, you know, I shudder to think what kind of state they might be in. And so our thoughts and our prayers have been with them, of course, since this whole thing started. We're, as I said in hour number one, we may get more information, maybe, and I don't necessarily have my hopes up for that, but maybe there will be some extra information about the fate of the other hostages. I think that it's more likely that other hostages have already died by being held prisoner. And so it's just a terrible thing that we're watching unfold. But to get some hostages back obviously will be a good thing. And, you know, folks, this whole issue, too, with Joe Biden and the border, continues to resonate because of what we saw happen in Israel, because it brings up the idea of the bad actors, which we talked about a little bit in hour number one. And hearkening back to a poll that we told you earlier in the week, 75% of Palestinians support the Hamas attack on October 7th from Daily Wire. Just a quick recap. This was done by the Arab World for Research and Development. Found the overwhelming majority of Palestinians supported the October 7 terrorist attack against Israel. And, oh, by the way, again, thrown in for good measure, and they hate the United States. So I guess no surprise there, but that's a pretty high number. And, if it was 4%, I think it would still be too high. But obviously, this is a major, major problem. All right, line one, lighten up again here. We got Backgammon Bob calling the program on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, Backgammon Bob, and happy Thanksgiving early to you.
Same to you. Well, it seems like your audio has significantly improved over the last time I talked with you.
Well, we had an issue last night, that's right, but everything's locked down now. It's good.
Much, much better. I have to agree with you. Anyway, I'm just saying that I think because of the danger of the Islamic world attacking the United States and it being basically a religious war in which they believe they should destroy anything non-Muslim, that we need to lock down this country a whole lot more than we have. And part of that, I think, involves getting out of foreign entanglements. I don't see where we gain that much by protecting the rest of the world. And Europe, I think, should be taking care of their side of the world a little bit more. And we need to disentangle from all these foreign entanglements that we have, treaties and stuff like that, and pull back to within our borders to a degree. I don't say we have to totally do it, but I just don't think we have the resources or ability to do it anymore. If China takes Taiwan, they just do. But we can't or to be involved in military entanglements with them, in which it's not even clear that we would come out ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So just want to know what you think on that, Kyle. And by the way, can I that's fine.
All right. Thanks, Backgammon Bob. Appreciate the call. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, take care. All right, Backgammon Bob, everybody. I do think that part of this problem is the leadership, right? That's leadership from the administration, and whether or not we just give billions of dollars to Ukraine, we also have to have a very robust and effective diplomatic leadership in all of this. We have to lead the different countries, and it would be difficult, I think, to simply turn it over, say, to Europe, but we have to be able to provide that foundation in terms of locking down this country. I hate to say, I think we're more in a position now as we were just after 9/11 to have to go down the road of, well, if you see something, say something. I think everybody has to have that eye out for something that doesn't look right. And I'm not just talking, by the way, about some quote unquote spectacular attack or a large scale terror attack. But, what we've seen happen over decades in Israel, there are certain telltale signs of if you have lone, attackers, sometimes they have a particular look in their eyes. They've been described looking distant, especially if they're going to do some kind of a suicide bombing or something like that, or any other kind of thing that just doesn't feel right. Well, tell the authorities. The authorities would rather run something down that turns out to be innocuous, rather than miss something that turns out to be a significant attack or people die. I mean, it's just that simple. And we've kind of gone into a dip because, look, it was over 20 years ago now that 9/11 happened. And so it's not fresh in everybody's daily life the way that it was in the early times after 9/11 happened. So we just have to, again, remember that we could be on the front lines. You or I could be on the front lines at any moment. And it doesn't matter if you're in the big city or if you're in a smaller town. It just doesn't matter because terrorists don't think necessarily like that. They think, where can we do this? What would happen? And then they would try to do stuff that throws everybody off the trail, basically. How did this happen? We didn't see this coming. And so, again, it just means that you have to be vigilant, I think. And so I appreciate Backgammon Bob's call very, very much indeed. And once again, folks, you know, as we go through the program this morning, if you'd like to call in and be part of the program, I don't know, Backgammon Bob, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay.
Just wanted to say one thing.
Sure.
The attack against Israel was well-planned, well-organized.
It was.
And thought out over a long period of time. And if you take all the fact that all these Middle Eastern men that have been coming across the southern border and anything that they could well be doing the same thing here, just like the airplane, the 9/11 attack was well-planned and well-organized, same thing could happen there. If there's a bunch of them in here and they decide to have a well-planned, organized attack, it's going to be spectacular.
Yeah, I sure hope not, but I hear exactly what you're saying. And again, I think that there's a mentality among the terror groups now that simply says, hey, if we can inflict this kind of damage, and they don't really seem to be too concerned about the wrath of the United States. Hamas wasn't too concerned about the wrath of Israel, but only insofar, too, as that they would use the wrath of Israel as a propaganda tool to say Israel's doing these terrible things.
And why should they be? If we're not going to attack Iran, which is the root cause of it all, why should they be fearful?
Well, indeed. And obviously going after Iran and things like keeping them off. Well, first of all, we shouldn't give them $6 billion, much less $10 billion. We shouldn't unfreeze any of their assets. And one of the government officials that said, well, you know, it's their money. Well, yeah, that might be, but we froze it for a reason because that is part of this strategic, act against Iran.
And the other thing is, if we do get entangled in foreign war or something, where are we going to get the soldiers from? Do you think we're going to have a draft? What about the quality of recruits that we're going to get? Not going to have it. If we can't do it with technology, we're not going to be able to do it.
Good point. Backgammon Bob, thanks so much. We're heading out to break. We'll talk to you again real soon. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Take care, Bob. Backgammon Bob, everybody. Folks, we are coming right back. Bottom of the hour break. Stay right there. Lots more to talk about.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
USA News Update. A man who officials believe was the top assassin for El Chapo has been arrested in Mexico. Nestor Perez Salas was arrested by national security forces, and authorities are now looking to extradite him to the United States, where he's been wanted for nearly 3 years. President Biden has praised the arrest as a result of bravery and cooperation between the U.S. and Mexico. There's been a delay, but it looks like the hostages will be released early tomorrow morning.
A four-day ceasefire in Gaza between Israel and Hamas will begin tomorrow morning, a day later than originally announced, as negotiators worked out final details of the deal, which is leading to the release of dozens of hostages held by militants and Palestinians imprisoned by Israel.
President Biden will be a part of the tree lighting ceremony in Nantucket tomorrow. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
People say I'm crazy, doing what I'm doing.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back. And, of course, we're doing, well, we are kind of watching the wheels go by, aren't we, or go around. And that's a pretty good one of John Lennon's finest songs about him and I think his life and where he was when he started to come out of sort of seclusion and get back into the music business and release Double Fantasy. And, of course, we know that terrible day in December 8th, 1980, when he was shot down in New York City. All right. Well, folks, we got a lot more to talk about, of course. And one of the things that we noticed recently, of course, is that you had President Xi come to San Francisco. And there was a lot of fanfare about that, about President Xi coming to San Francisco. And it was a little disconcerting because it seemed like there was a lot more enthusiasm for President Xi than there was, obviously, for our own president to be there. Yes, they did clean up the city. And yes, they, you know, sort of moved everybody on for that short period of time. But it did prove that it could be done. It did prove that it simply wasn't, this is just a chronic problem and nobody could ever do anything about it. Well, sure they can. But unfortunately, it took having the leader of the Communist Party, basically, the Chinese Communist Party, to come to this country. Now, something that Backgam and Bob had mentioned, I think it really bears repeating, this idea of, you know, how do you deal with these world issues or these wars and so forth? Well, you have to have strong diplomatic leadership. And you also have to be able to project that kind of strength. That's why we have military as well. You have to be able to back all that up. And you have to make certain moves unthinkable. Well, I think the Chinese think a lot about Taiwan. Now, they have to balance that with where they want to be in the world, where they want to be economically, and so on and so forth. But sometimes, and it's certainly the rhetoric that we've heard coming out of China, I think a lot of that's for local consumption, for one thing, trying to boost their own sort of stature, because they also have to maintain control. See, that's one of the different things, too, about our system, the American system, or the system in free countries, essentially, but especially in our country, because this is our country, we're in the USA, and we're quite partial to that, no doubt. But what's the different thing is the control factor. You know, here we are, it's we the people, right? We the people, in order to form a more perfect union. And hey, you know the thing, right? There, I got to say it. You know the thing. But we are do ordain and establish this constitution, right? For ourselves, for our posterity. We go through this because we empower the government, right? And there, that's where the compact is, right? Is the people empower the government. It's not the opposite way around. But in China, the Chinese communist system, well, certainly that's the way it is. And it wasn't so, and it was the same thing in the Soviet Union and same thing in other countries as well that still exist on planet Earth. But this radical notion that the people are in charge, well, that's a big deal. So I do think that in many ways, the communist Chinese government has to try to maintain this sort of fervor. You know, hey, you know, we're going to take Taiwan and we're protecting you and we're going to do this. And in order to try to quell any other kinds of real problems that might come up. But this idea, again, of real leadership, this is where a lot of the work gets done. And so I don't think we really saw that at the APEC summit. I have to say, and it's unfortunate. I think we had a much better time when President Trump even had President Xi come to Mar-a-Lago. I think because, again, that vibe is different. That whole expectation is different. That whole expectation of, hey, look, you know, President Trump, he's trying to deal with this, you know, and you can say nice things in public and this kind of stuff. But at the same time, there has to be this notion that, okay, we're dealing with someone who's actually going to do what they say. And we better not cross them because otherwise there could be some real consequences. This question comes up at the White House press briefing room with National NSC Strategic Communications Coordinator. I think that's his whole title, the National Security Council Strategic Communications Coordinator, right? The NSC-SCC, for short. But it comes in for John Kirby. Let's listen, because this has to do with the meeting with President Xi and how Biden could hold him accountable about fentanyl. Let's listen in.
The Gaza conflict. On fentanyl, the Chinese president committed to reducing the export of fentanyl and fentanyl precursors. But under President Biden, there have been 200,000 Americans who have stopped breathing and died as a result of these chemicals. As of earlier this year, we're still at record monthly numbers. If there is not a drop in American deaths, will President Biden hold the Chinese president personally responsible?
It was really significant what President Xi was willing to commit to for the first time now in several years. I mean, they're really going forward here and willing to take law enforcement action to shut down the export of these ingredients, the precursor chemicals that the labs largely in our own hemisphere are creating to make fentanyl. It's a big step forward, and we're grateful for that. And we'll see how they are in execution, and I think we all need to understand that it may be some time before you see the practical results of this crackdown on the precursors, but we're grateful for that. But it's not, you know, it's not just the precursors, precursor chemicals. I'll try it again in English. But it's the labs in our own hemisphere that are taking those chemicals, those ingredients, making fentanyl, and then moving it north up to our borders. And it's a serious problem. And again, as the president said at the press conference, this agreement will save lives, will save American lives. And President Xi said he was committed to helping with that.
Well, hopefully so. But of course, at the same time, though, you would think in the private discussion, you could say, look, you know, President Xi or President whomever, or if the, what if, wherever this might be coming from, President of the United States, and certainly where I think the Chinese government is concerned, can say, look, you know exactly how this is getting out. You know exactly where it's going. You know exactly what it's doing. And yes, you are in charge. I'm personally putting you in charge of interdicting this and stopping this from ever leaving your shores. That's, I think, what people want to hear. And even if it was simply leaked that that's what happened in the back of the room meeting, that's all. I think people need to have a feeling that something else is going on there. All right, let's head on over to the telephone lines. We have I think we have enough time. We've got about 2 minutes. But caller, good morning. Happy Thanksgiving early to you. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Cal, this is Timmy, Donald Coleman.
Hey, Timmy, good morning.
Hey, I want to make a little shout-out to all the people that sometimes the holidays are hard for some of us, you know?
Yeah.
It feels like going up the Tampa Bridge and taking a leap, but
no,
I think back the worst toll that I was ever been in, and I've been in some jams, but people need to remember that all things do pass, that's all. I want to... You know, because of the family and all the trouble in the world. People need to hang on, that's all. Everything will pass. I'll talk to you later.
Hey, Timmy, thank you. That is really encouraging.
Yep.
Appreciate the call
very much.
Take care. All right, happy Thanksgiving, of course, as well to Timmy. And, I appreciate that he said that things do pass. And sometimes things do look, you know, can look pretty bad. And if you live long enough, you're going to go through some real ups and downs. There's no doubt about that. But I appreciate Timmy's positivity this morning. Absolutely. And yes, does need to be said, does need to be brought up. And especially at the holidays, it can become somewhat difficult for folks. But one of the things, and especially when we talk with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America, and we talk about some of the vets, you know, who have served our country and who have provided the freedom that we live under and provided the ability for us to even have programs like this and to even have a Thanksgiving in peace, our vets, you know, sometimes they feel alone and isolated. And one of the things that that I will typically respond when we talk about this with Jimmy T. Smith, and I think it obviously, it bears on anybody who's feeling alone or more isolated at the holidays. And that is, you know, you are loved. We love you. You know, God loves you. And these things will pass. I just want to build on what Timmy just said, because that really, really, I think, needed to be said. I appreciate it so very much. Thank you, Timmy. And folks, when we come back, we're going to do our next Trucker Traveler Report. And we're going to be talking with Denise Simon. All that coming up right after this short break. We've got to pay a couple of bills. And when we come back, we got another great song. You're not going to want to miss this. You're going to love it. I promise. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dancing in the street. And that sounds really good, doesn't it? It just sounds really, really good. You know, we had a suggestion from a listener in Tampa. I think it was Tony in Tampa who said he liked the Motown for some of these bumper tracks. And so, yes, your wishes are a command, and we're happy to do that. And so we've got a few of those in rotation now. And I like hearing them because it makes me kind of pumped up as well as we come back in from the break. So a great, great song there, Dancing in the Street. And just even sonically, I mean, Motown had this sound that was just unique and classic and really just can't be beat. Well, speaking of another kind of classic sound, our next song, I think, sort of fits that bill as well. And again, if you're new to the program, we're going to do our shortened version of our Trucker Traveler Report because we'll be talking with Denise Simon here in about 5 minutes. And then we keep you awake. We keep you pumped up with a great song in hour number one, hour number two, especially if you're driving across country, if you're making deliveries, whatever you're doing in the overnight hours. It's our job and it's our duty. It's our solemn promise to make sure that you stay pumped up. And this is a great song. This also gets in the Wayback Machine, but also makes you feel good. In fact, it might even make you just feel fine. Let's listen.
Thank you.
John Lennon, of course, there on the lead vocal. And that's just a great song. And the way the Beatles constructed this, and of course with George Martin, is just absolutely phenomenal. People have tried to analyze it, pull it apart, do some kind of analysis on it, and so forth. But it all just kind of came together. And the Beatles, when they were in the studio, and there's a lot more of these films that have come out recently, right? A lot more footage of them actually working on stuff in the studio. And they would put, you know, they put things together. And they would be able to sort of deal with what they were hearing and sort of construct it all from there. And they'd have a spark. That's the idea. They have that spark, and they go from there. And so, again, just a great, great song, great vocal, and great instrumentation with the Beatles there, of course. And, folks, so we're going to take a quick look here at what we see out there on the weather maps this morning. And, again, we've got winter weather advisories. And this is going to be up in, this is going to be in western Montana and most of eastern Idaho, heading on down to the border there with Nevada and Utah. We got a winter weather advisory going on there. They can get some snow coming in, 1 to 5 inches in the mountains and valleys. Expect 6 to 11 inches in the mountains above 7,000 feet there in the central Idaho mountains. Up near Helena, Montana, we've got snow expected as well, 1 to 3 inches in the valleys, 4 to 6 inches for McDonald Pass and Homestake Pass. This is in effect from midnight Wednesday night into to about 9 a.m. Friday morning. So be aware of that. Winter storm watch as you head over towards Bozeman, Montana, and down into almost all of Wyoming as we go into the next couple of days here. Snow accumulation 6 to 12 inches, northerly winds gusting 20 to 30 miles per hour. This is in Thermopolis and the vicinity there, Wind River Canyon, Owl Creek, and Bridger Mountains. So be aware of that. Quick check of our precipitation here. We still see all that rain up there around Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, Washington. And especially if you're heading out I-90 out towards Moses Lake, you got snow in that area coming across the interstate there. Looks like some of that snow has moved a little bit southerly, as we say, down towards Sandpoint, and now down almost to, and looks like it's going over I-90 a little bit there. And this is going to be east of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. So just be careful in that area, obviously. We continue to see the massive amount of rain up in the New England area, New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine. Maine covered mostly in snow on the radar right now. We got all kinds of rain mixed with snow throughout New Hampshire and Vermont over into New York State. And especially if you're in the Oswego area over towards Rochester, Syracuse, lots of rain going on there right now. Rain in central Pennsylvania, but rain all the way down the eastern seaboard through New York, down through New Jersey, Delaware, down towards Virginia Beach, Virginia. Then it kind of turns into inland there and down through North Carolina and South Carolina, in the central parts of those states, and then down through Georgia as it makes its way down through Augusta, down towards almost in a little arc down towards Valdosta, where it heads into Florida, of course, and then out into the Gulf of Mexico. So be careful out there, and we want you to get wherever you're going in one piece, and we wish you safe travels, of course. Well, I'll tell you what, folks, without further ado, let's bring in our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise, and happy Thanksgiving early to you.
Yes, and same to you. Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you. All right. Yes, well, and it's going to be a great Thanksgiving, of course, and people hopefully being able to gather together with friends and family. But here on the radio, we're glad people are joining us here, and we want to wish everybody a very happy Thanksgiving. Well, and, of course, Denise, I guess the first thing I want to ask you about, what do you think about this ceasefire and possible hostage exchange that we're hearing about?
I'm not liking any part of it. Hamas has never kept up with their part of a deal, of a bargain, if that's such a word.
That's right.
To apply to
yeah,
this.
We're going to trust Hamas to do that.
Right. Now, here's an interesting thing that I know that a lot of people are unfamiliar with. Unlike D.A. Gascon in Los Angeles, Israel is very concerned about victims and victims' rights. So a list of people that are prisoners, Israel has of Palestinians that they would release on a 3-to-1 ratio, which to me is ridiculous. But anyway, the victims are notified on who's on the list. And they have an opportunity to approve or disapprove of that release. So if you've got prisoner A that they're going to release, Israel contacts the victim's families and says, this is where we are. If they disagree and do not approve, then they go to the Supreme Court of the equivalent of Supreme Court, and argue their case. And then a decision is made. So what I guess I'm trying to say here is this exchange, if you will, 3-to-1, if that's really where we are, won't be immediate by any stretch. It'll take days and days and days to do it. So that's a huge thing to consider. Mm-hmm. The other piece is that Israel, the IDF, has collected an awful lot of intelligence in all of the tunnels and buildings and military academies and all these places where Hamas was operating and mm-hmm. Palestinian Islamic Jihad. So they're cultivating all that now.
Very interesting indeed. And Denise, we're going to come right back after the top of the hour news, and we'll talk more about this and the other day's news, but this is a pretty big development. And we'll talk more after the top of the hour news. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there, because we are coming right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.